brief warm-up is expected across most of Iowa today, as southwesterly winds are forecast to increase over the area this morning into the early afternoon. Highs should warm into the 20s across most of southwestern Iowa. A cold front will move quickly southeastward through the state, though, this afternoon and tonight, bringing back windy and colder conditions, especially tonight into Friday. Winds will be gusting up over 30 miles per hour at times late this afternoon through tonight, causing some blowing snow across the state. Temperatures will drop down a few degrees below zero again here in the Atlantic area by early Friday, with highs during the day tomorrow in the single numbers. Temperatures will moderate again over the weekend, with highs back in the low to mid-20s. It still looks like any precipitation across most of Iowa through early next week will be spotty and light. For today, partly cloudy to cloudy, a few flurries late. Southwest winds 15 to 25, shifting to the northwest this afternoon, high 25. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this evening, partly cloudy later tonight. Windy and colder overnight, northwest winds 20 to 40 miles per hour, diminishing somewhat toward morning, low of minus 2. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, northwest winds 15 to 30, diminishing during the afternoon, high around 7. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high 25. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high again about 25. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the SkyScan forecast on the station where your friends are.
Our 24-hour low ending today at 7 a.m. was 7 degrees. Yesterday's high during the daytime was 2. Our 24-hour low, 9 degrees below zero. Last year on this date in Atlantic, we topped at 17 for a high. Zero was our low. The all-time record high for January 8th was 65 degrees in 2003. The record low, 19 degrees below zero in 1970. Sunrise is at 7:46, sunset at 5:07. There will be a winter weather advisory in effect from 2 p.m. today until 3 a.m. Friday for the far northern reaches of our listening area. That includes Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.